Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I still have hope.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Get your ass and get in Florida.
And James Strebel.
Good for you, Jack Harlow. What a bump.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If I'm Louisville and I got 20,000 empty seats, I'm handing tickets out to little leagues. You know, I'm going to churches. I'm finding
Louisville
loyalist
pockets.
That's
tough, though. What if you're a season ticket holder and you paid for your tickets and you're just going to be like, giving these tickets away? That's always a tough line.
Can you give them to the military? Can you give them to first responders? Can you give them to the Louisville Police Department?
Yeah.
ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. You know, the 5 o'clock hour is presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, where you can still get those Tailspin Ale Fest tickets. How about that?
I can't wait, man.
You going to be able to do that?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. I think we discussed it with Ince. He's got the Mississippi State post game.
That's going to be a loss, too. Kentucky's going to lose that game.
Well, I won't care at this point. By the time that game's over, I'll be flying with the Tailspin crew.
I'm sure that's the case.
Yeah.
Go to CoxsLouisville.com. They're now delivering, and you can find out about all their great tastings, giveaways, and much more. It's all there at CoxsLouisville.com. All the beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars, and those Evergreen Liquors locations. Not only the great tasting bars there, but also that great craft beer selection. Okay, so if you're just joining us here on this Tuesday, we had Matt Fortuna on. He was very good. We always enjoy that. I inadvertently broke Strebel's heart by having two tickets, great tickets to Big Blue Madness.
Great seats.
But your boy James Strebel has family photos.
Family photos.
So, I mean, that is as crushing as it gets.
Yeah,
it
is. I was actually in pain.
He is in pain.
I'm still reeling over it.
He's drinking and stinking.
We were talking about it even during the break, Jack, about it just, man, I mean, opportunities like that don't come around often.
Texas says use the possibility of rain for a reason to reschedule.
I'm going to try. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm going to do my best, but I don't think it's going to work.
Texas says all three of you should sit this one out. Way out of touch on this. Recruiting the local kids and having the open relationships with high school coaches plays a big role. No, it plays in Louisville, it plays a role, not a big role.
A role, yeah.
I would say basketball, it plays a bigger role.
A bigger role. No, I think we're right on this one. Again, we're talking about just a few kids here, and I'm not bringing Rondell Moore and company into this.
Yeah, Weaver and Moore were Petrino. Those are Petrino era guys. Yeah, so absolutely.
And if you want to say Rondell Moore, yes, Rondell Moore was a baller, but you got Tutu Atwell instead. It wasn't a pretty... being pretty damn good himself and actually was healthy his entire college career.
Yeah, as I say, Andy fought with people over this. He had a better college career than Tutu Atwell did.
Not NFL,
obviously. Yeah, not NFL,
you can
see
that.
Yeah.
Texas says, around Eddie was a man. He would tell his wife the photo shoot is being delayed and he would go to Big Blue Madness.
Yeah, right. Okay. Good luck with you.
Just be a man.
No.
Just run your household. How about that?
Yeah. Good luck on that. Like, that'll be... I like the position I'm in with my wife fighting right now, so I'm not trying to move out of that one.
Texas says, how many times has Big Rig said matriculated today? I feel like I've heard him say it three different times.
Only once.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a word you would be using a lot of. I don't know.
I don't know. It makes me sound smart.
Texas says, whatever happened to Michael Bennett joining the show? Which show? The Kentucky Post game?
Yeah. Things fell through the cracks.
No, they didn't. There were
There was nothing to fall through the cracks. No, nothing at all.
Let me ask you this. 4379680. Two things I want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Mack talked about the NCAA stuff. I want to get to that coming up at 5:25.
I'm super intrigued with that. Yeah.
Also, coming up this hour. Or, Jack, should we play the Mack stuff now? I don't know what we should do.
I got it ready if you want it.
What's that?
Are we
you both like, said something at the same time.
I apologize,
well,
Jack.
No, we do have Liam Cohen coming up at 5:10, we believe.
Yeah, which I'm still trying to find the stream for that.
So there we go.
So, I guess the debate is, like, play the Mack sound and possibly not have that much time to react to it.
No, I'm hoping Liam Cohen is going to get about 5 minutes on the show.
And then that's it.
Yes.
I'm fine with that.
So before we get to the Mack sound then, and before we find Liam Cohen sound, which may or may not happen here, I can already tell.
Jack's nervous.
I didn't know we needed it. I thought it was just readily available for us. Well, they do these every single day.
Yeah.
I forwarded the email at the beginning of the week. I thought something
I get the email, but there's no link to a live broadcast in the email. So my plan was to check UK Football on Facebook, UKAthletics.com, all the normal places that I checked to get the Stoop stream.
You
try
got
the
Vimeo, nothing.
And so far, nothing. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing the last 15 minutes or so.
Well, there we go. All right, so we won't have Liam Cohen, so we can
dive into Chris Mack in a second. Let's go.
But before we do that, I want to ask you this. Whether we get Liam Cohen or not, what is at stake Saturday for Kentucky?
I've been thinking about that since you brought it up in the first hour. And to me, what is at stake for Kentucky is just –
You don't know.
Number one,
you?
Health is at stake because they're already down two badass dudes on the defensive line. I think if you leave that game unscathed as far as injuries are concerned, that's a plus.
Okay.
But I also think
– I mean, that's not confidence. You're giving me if we're alive without broken, mangled legs,
I think momentum is at stake too, because if you go in there – and you just get flat out embarrassed, and the score's 45-3 or something like that.
Okay.
How long does that hangover carry? Because you got another important game, you know, 2 weeks later, and that you get the bye week, but then you got Mississippi State. So if you get crushed by Georgia, and then you go on the road to Mississippi State, and maybe you lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden that 6-0 is like, because then you got Tennessee who's playing better football.
Oh yeah!
As well on the schedule,
if you lose two games in a row, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what's at stake. Like, if you get beat down, how long does that hangover last?
I am of the opinion, and we shall see, because Kentucky has not been punched in the face, if you will, like for real.
No,
for real. I mean, I guess you could say. I mean, there were close moments with Florida and Missouri.
Missouri,
I get
South
that.
South Carolina.
I would say. For me, Chattanooga was probably the one where I was like, yo, they might lose the Chattanooga game.
Maybe everybody was.
Maybe more so than other games. I think I don't even know the line, and we can get into this as we go this week. I don't even know the line to where we would say that's a respectable showing while losing to Georgia on Saturday. Like, I don't know. If I said, I'm going to pick Kentucky to lose 34-14, number one, they would cover the number.
And they scored more touchdowns than anybody else has.
And number two, Georgia's, allowed 33 points all year.
And only
so
two
that'd
touchdowns.
That'd be damn near half of that. So if you scored two touchdowns, people look at you and say, well, not bad.
Yeah.
And so that's what I struggle with. I think locally, even though they have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I think the thing that will bother Kentucky fans the most will be chirping from Louisville fans if Kentucky gets smoked at Georgia Saturday.
That's already started.
Because here's what I believe is at stake otherwise. Nothing.
Nothing at all.
I don't think Kentucky is going to lose respect nationally if they lose to Georgia. Now, if you lose 66-0, okay, I mean, I'll use
Alabama
some nuance
last year.
Here, okay?
Yeah, 62-3.
I mean, there can be situations. I don't think that's going to be the case, but if that happens, it looks like Kentucky does not belong anywhere near the field, the same field as Georgia. That's a conversation we'll have. But big picture, people are going to say Georgia's badass and Kentucky football, nice year, maybe win 9 games, whatever it is, and that's going to be it. I mean, there might be a little bit of luster that gets taken off if you get beat down, and then if you get you take the week off, well, and that's a big Mississippi State. So I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Momentum and what it means for the rest of the year, you're spot on with all of that. But I think nationally, you lose nothing in this game. You're playing with house money. Now, yeah. Locally, it's a different conversation.
Right, because I have Mitch Hannigan, who was trying to get me revved up last night.
Jack, your boy Mitch has been going at it.
Yeah.
And he actually used the phrase, I got to get you going because Jack doesn't want to.
He did.
Yeah, but
my
Jack's not being
about
a,
what?
Well, about
anything and everything.
Yeah,
like Mitch, like I was.
You're not going to bleep talk Kentucky football.
I was walking my dog. That doesn't matter to Mitch. Do you think that matters?
Yeah, Jack, yes. No, you're using common sense here.
Yeah, he doesn't
know
that.
You're not wrong.
I mean,
your
you want
brain
me to say
is functioning.
Yeah, you want me to say the offense sucks? It does, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
It's that brand of Louisville fan that, like you said, Andy, they'll weaponize it no matter what. Like, even if Kentucky goes out there and loses 20, like, unfathomably, they lose, like, 27-21. Or something like that, it'll still be weaponized by Louisville fans. Ah, you bum!
No, if they lose 27-21, it will be viewed
as
like the Louisville-Clemson game a couple years ago with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, or Louisville.
It's not going to be now. It's not going to be the atmosphere, and it's not going to be Deshaun Watson versus,
Lamar Jackson. Like two studs,
It ain't going to be that.
And, I mean, did Alabama losing help Kentucky in this respect? I mean, for weeks now, we've been talking about, well, it's just Georgia and Alabama and everybody else. I mean, those are the two teams, and everyone else is playing for third and fourth place. Well, Alabama loses. Now the national narrative has moved, like, Georgia's just head and shoulders above everybody. Like, there's nobody can touch Georgia. Georgia's head and shoulders. Like, Georgia beat Alabama right now. Home field, away, neutral field, whatever. Like Alabama losing put Georgia in even a bigger stratosphere, a higher stratosphere than what they've been in because Alabama loses. Now Georgia has not been touched by anybody so far. I think that may help Kentucky as well in that national narrative that we're talking about.
Texas says, I'll give Strebel $100 spending money for Big Blue Madness and match it to the Friends of V. If he cancels a family shoot, I'll double it if he calls his wife and does it on the air.
Man, I can't do that.
I will personally text Matt Jones. And we'll get you dinner at the KS Bar.
Well, I can't do that.
Can you imagine KS Bar before Big Blue Madness or right after?
Right after.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine that? Kellenson amongst all of that.
He'd be happy.
Shining, beaming. Instead, you're going to be wearing a suit. Where'd the suit come from? Was it Kohl's?
No, it wasn't. I don't know where she had it delivered from somewhere. I don't know where.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
look at you.
It was delivered to the house. I don't know where she got it, but it's between making Kellen very happy or not pissing off my wife. That's the spot I'm in with that.
It's not a good spot.
It's not a good spot.
It's not a good spot.
Make my oldest happy or not piss off my wife.
Texas says, you think the most at stake is health and momentum. You're softer than Louisville's defensive line, Big Rig.
Well, then what else? All right, genius. What else is at stake? You tell me. What else do you think's at stake?
I don't think Kentucky has anything. I think they can lose this game by two touchdowns.
Another Louisville fan.
They can lose by 14 and 17, and they're not going to
be
crushed by people. I don't know what locally it's going to be. I'm not worried about Louisville fans.
No, that's what that was.
But Kentucky fans will battle Louisville fans. I'm just saying I'm not worried about – I'll only be worried about my reaction.
I'm not worried about 3-3 football. I'm not worried about what Louisville fans had to say with their 3-3 football team that's got beat by Wake Forest in Virginia. And we're playing the number one team in the country, undefeated. We are as well, number 11 in the country. I'm not worried about baby poop. I'm not worried about diapers, okay? Y'all stay in your diaper league with your diaper team and your diaper coach. That's fine. Don't comment on big boy time, okay? You know what I'm saying? We pee in a urinal.
We don't have
to pee in our diapers like you do, your baby football. I don't need to hear about Sat loving
that.
I don't need to hear about diaper. It's baba time. We got a little bottles out for ACC football. We get beat by baby ass teams. We got our Rattlers in one hand.
From?
And we got our baba on the other hand.
It's 5-13. Where did this come from?
And Mitch and all the rest of the Louisville terrorists.
This is Mitch.
It's not all just him.
Mitch was after you yesterday.
All these Louisville terrorists out there. We just got. It's like, I don't give. No, I'm not responding any longer. for the rest of the week to any of you. You all sit
that
in your space, in your corner,
it's just unbelievable,
in your playpen, in your diapers, and you deal with baby ball. We're going to go play big boy football on Saturday while you sit and twiddle your thumbs and wait for Sat to figure out the defense. Wait till Sat figures it out. Is Sat in his bag again? That bag's full of crap, too. He's pulling crap out of the bag and throwing it on the field. That's what he's doing.
That bag is full of crap. I want that to be on a t-shirt yeah. If you don't mind.
Yeah, that was better than anything Killen would have said.
Pretty much. Texas says photo sessions are rescheduled every day. Grow some daddy.
All right, you okay? Again, all these big, tough married men on here that just boss their wives around the house. All of them talk tough on the text line, but when it comes down to it, I bet when mama walks in the room, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, oh, what do we have? Having tonight, just a microwave
yes,
dinner.
That's yes, okay,
that
ma'am.
Sounds delicious,
that
honey.
Sounds great.
Oh, Salisbury steak, Stouffer's. Okay, whatever you want to give me. Yes, I'll take it.
Who was Sean Salisbury? That was Bowman's name for him.
Yeah, Sean Salisbury. Salisbury steak. Yes.
Texas says there are literally 364 other days to take stupid family photos. Treble, man up and just move it.
She scheduled it and paid a deposit. I'm not gonna.
Texas says I'll add $100.
Man, I can't.
Texas says everyone expects UK to lose, so no injuries and two scores or less falls in the moral victory category. Oh, I fully expect to be battling the moral victory card.
It's gonna
happen. If Kentucky scores, what is it, Jack? 10 points. Is it something like that? What do they need to score to be in the moral victory?
If they 17? Score an offensive touchdown.
No, it's got to be more than that, I think. I think it's got to be.
Oh, no, I'll get it. They only gave up two the entire year before the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, though, if they just score one, then that's not one up. Like South Carolina scored a touchdown.
That's a third of their offensive touchdowns given up on the season.
That's a good no, Indian accent.
It's going to be great, Jack. Get ready for it.
Yeah.
Texas says, hold on, buttermilk waddles like he's wearing a diaper.
He waddles like a stud on that sideline, coaching him up.
Texas says, hey, Cerebral, just have your dad sit in for the photo session in your absence.
No, he'll be the last.
What if another man
went? You
think
my dad, you've heard my dad on the radio, Andy. Do you think he's all about a family photo session? No, he's not
he's
going.
He's not?
Well, all right, Dad, what's up, Dad?
What's up?
Hey, buddy? Let's go. 6-0. Yeah, how about that?
6-0, man. 6-0. Watts asleep. Ellie's up. Kel's pumped. Been screaming his lungs out. I've been drinking brown water, and everything is copacetic.
Hell yeah, it's copacetic. I mean, it was a fun game to watch.
Copacetic.
You think that guy's going to a family photo session?
Just because he likes to drink doesn't mean he can't go to a family photo session.
No, I'm just saying he's like,
you
nah,
like to drink,
I'm
and
good.
you're changing your entire night for it.
Yeah, but he's not. If I called him up and said, "Hey, Dad, trade me," he'd be like, "Yeah,
Jack, I don't know, but
why don't you let him take Kellen to Big Blue Madness?
He doesn't like crowds."
Boy, he has a quick answer, doesn't he? Jack?
True.
Yeah,
he does. Quick answer. It's true, though. He does not like crowds. My dad does not like crowds.
All right.
Last time he was in a crowd was 20 years ago. He went and saw Def Leppard at Freedom Hall. It was the last time he went in a crowd.
What is that? Like, okay. I'm
just
saying. Did he go to Walmart or like?
No.
Like, no.
He doesn't like crowd. He doesn't like going anywhere.
Okay.
That's where you get it.
Okay, well, there we go. There we go.
I'm just like him.
Oh, man. Texas says, Andy, stand down and let Big Rig go. Well, I mean, he's going to go.
I'm
not going to stop him going to his family photos.
No, I think you meant like me ranting. I think that's what it meant.
Texas says, Big Rig knows no one holds a grudge like a pissed off wife.
Exactly. Then that,
You know, a buddy of mine texted me, I think this is right. Did Strebel's dad say there that Kellen was going nuts, but the twins were in bed?
No, Wyatt was asleep. Ellie was still up.
Okay. I was about to say, because no.
She was up. I asked, because the next day I went over there for dinner. Wyatt fell asleep in a chair, and Ellie was on, an iPad.
How was the chili, by the way?
It was really good.
How about that?
It was delicious. I brought some home. It was steak chili. No thanks to Ince.
Diener just texted me. You were ready for this.
Yeah.
I'll get I'll get Strebel free family photos.
You know what? He probably would, too. He'd probably be a good photographer. Damn it, Diener.
Texas says Strebel's dad is a recluse. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so am I. Well, not to that extent, but yeah.
Oh, man.
The man likes his house and his yard and his tractor. That's what he likes.
I can't read that one.
Wait, he has a tractor?
Yeah. They've got like 5 acres.
Yeah, he's BBM.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Man. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's got 2 sheds, not just one. He's got 2.
He's got 2?
He's got 2 sheds, yeah.
He's got 2 sheds, and you got a big deck.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are doing great.
I have a shed, too. I've got a shed as well.
Do you really?
I do, yes.
Jack, let's do this. 437-96. I should probably take a break here and tease this for the other end, but we're going to thunder through here for a minute. So this is Scott Satterfield. Chris Mack.
Yeah.
Was asked about the NCAA stuff today at ACC Media Days. Do you want to, which, by the way, got absolutely no pub.
I didn't even know it happened. ESPN Louisville's Twitter.
Well, it just kills me because the ACC, like, this is your thing, man.
Basketball.
Like, that's fine if the SEC wants to do nothing. I think the SEC should do away with it. I think it's virtual this year, and I think that's the way it's going to be from now on.
Right.
But I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just kind of feel like the ACC basketball thing should be a little bit more. I don't know why I'm doing that. These media days are all moving away to meaning nothing. They mean nothing anyway. But it's so 24/7, 365 now that these now are completely going away.
Right.
And so the ACC does theirs. And Chris Mack was asked about the offseason and the NCAA stuff. Go ahead, Jack.
I've always done things the right way, and I always will. And so it's frustrating, you know, with the level 2 allegations that have been levied. GA's practicing. Videos in the context of college basketball, but that's for another day. And with my last breath, I will fight those. But going on,
Mac.
I'm sorry,
Mac.
from my last breath. And what happened there is we had to rip the sound from WDRB. Now, let's go. Jack, let's go through this right now. What's going on behind the scenes? Now, we need to be transparent here.
Let things out.
So, Mac was to talk at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Right.
And we've only done this for literally 11 years now. ESPN Louisville's been around for 11 years.
Right. And we always take it.
And for whatever reason, Nick was late joining Chris Mack.
Oh.
So we missed probably, what would you say, Jack, 2, 3, 4 minutes? And, of course, one of the first questions to Chris Mack was, hey, you might get – I mean, it's not you might get fired, but it's – you got level two allegation here against you. We all know what that means. And Chris Mack gives – the not from my cold dead hands. who what's the name of the guy? I can't remember.
Oh, it was Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston.
With a rifle.
Chris Mack
NRA.
Went Charlton Heston. Not from my cold dead hands.
He did.
And we got faded out sound because TV can only play clips that are 3 seconds long.
Right.
Because no one has an attention spans anymore.
Yep.
So that's why it had an awkward fade
where Chris Mack
says, not from my cold dead hand. And then it just fades.
And it ends.
And then it just fades away. Jack, is anything I said there wrong? Anything?
No.
Nick.
And I just, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. I mean.
And he's like, I need someone's password. I'm like, I'm not giving my password out.
Password?
I don't know. For ESPN Plus. I mean, we've been taking these press conferences for 11 years.
Yeah.
And we missed that. And Chris Mack, who's wearing a camo shirt, goes Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. I mean.
And on top of it, I don't know. I don't know if that's the – I don't know what answer you want. I don't know if you want fighting cantankerous Chris Mack or if you want I'm sorry, Chris Mack. He didn't give you any of that.
Neither one of them.
He gave you pretty much I don't break the rules, and in the next breath,
I broke the rules.
I break small rules.
Yeah. I've always done things the right
way. I do things the right way.
Except for the GA.
Except for the two things that I didn't do right, but they're just small things.
It's just silly. I mean, he if he would have gone one step further, and have been like,
we
you
may
know,
have, but it the, faded out
well,
because we're ripping because
we'll
we're ripping
know.
The audio from Eric Crawford.
We took it from Eric Crawford, yeah.
Because that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean,
you
he
understand that
he could have ethered the NCAA and been like, these rules are stupid.
Well, he's not going to do that.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
I mean, it doesn't sound. I mean, I don't know if you hear that, you're like, I don't know. I mean,
it was a very.
If you're apologetic, the NCAA doesn't care, so who cares?
It's a very political answer, is what it was. Is it very
let's hear it again with the full fade out, Jack.
Please. Yeah.
I want to hear the full fade out. I want to sink into how bad this is.
Because
I want to know what he says after this.
Yeah, I do too.
Go ahead, Jack.
I've always done things the right way, and I always will. And so it's frustrating, you know, with the level two allegations that have been levied. GA's practicing videos in the context of college basketball, but that's for another day. And with my last breath, I will fight those. But going on year five, I think it's ridiculous that there hasn't been closure. But when there's finally closure, it'll be a good thing, and we'll move forward. So my whole focus has been our team. So the only thing I worry about right now is pleasing those guys and working them and making sure our fan base is excited about our team and the season that we have. And everything else will take care of itself.
Wow.
Okay, so it was Jack then that was fading it out.
Wait,
we're blaming WDRB, and it was Jack Grossman. We're sitting here yelling and screaming
about Eric Crawford,
about how we want to hear the rest of the sound, and Jack had the rest of the sound and didn't say anything.
And nobody has an attention span anymore.
Jack, what's going on? We're not
happened?
In sync right now. We're all out of sync right now. The
I
show's
that,
out of sync.
Well, they did the thing where, you know, they have the camera on Mac, and then it switched to something else, so I thought that was the end of the answer. Was my issue.
Diener is also, Jack, I didn't hear anything you said. Diener also is adamant he can take care of the stream.
I
mean,
gosh,
that's what's
Diener,
going on behind
you're
the
killing
scenes.
Killing me, Diener.
I think Louisville fans like that, but I don't. I think Louisville fans like that reaction from Chris Mack, especially if you like Chris Mack.
Right.
I don't know if there's a right thing or a wrong thing to say. There's no reason to be apologetic.
Sure.
Because it doesn't matter.
No, you can say I'm sorry. We've seen that before.
It doesn't matter.
Before. Yeah.
So
Chuck Schmert did
sure,
that.
Sure, whatever you want to say. Like, whatever Chris Mack says, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But he said, not from my cold, dead hands. Jack, during the break, what I want to do is I want to find anything Charlton Heston we can.
Yeah.
Wasn't he?
He's the president of the NRA.
Was he Moses?
He was Moses. He was Ben-Hur. He was in Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes.
I am a man, not a damn ape.
Get your damn hands off me, you dirty ape.
Yeah, there you go. Jack, do you have any idea? Jack, do you know what the NRA is?
Yeah, the National Rifle Association.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, he knew that.
And when you say Moses, is it Moses?
Moses.
Like Moses.
Like crap, what's the name of the movie?
The Ten Commandments,
yes.
Yeah, they play it, Easter, every Passover,
they play
the Ten Commandments.
My brother as a child loved that movie, and he would make us watch it on family vacations as we'd be driving wherever the heck we were driving to.
That movie?
Yes, that movie.
Even?
Yes.
Hold on a second. That's like 1956 or something.
Well, no. He liked the remake of it.
The remake?
They had a remake of it.
There's a remake? Who was in that?
I don't know. There's a remake of it. It's like 4 hours long.
So was the original.
Yes.
Wait, there's a remake?
So your brother, who openly discussed bringing weed back from Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Used to be in the car watching
like a
Charlton Heston and the
as
Ten
Moses.
Commandments.
No, not the 1956 one.
Oh.
The remake one.
Okay.
Oh, is that one with Christian Bale as Moses?
I think so.
Christian Bale was Moses.
Yeah, Christian Bale was Moses.
It
was,
put that up. Did you know Christian Bale was Moses at ESPN 680?
What was the name of that one? It wasn't very good. I watched it. I didn't like it. I don't think it was.
A buddy of mine said Jack's a bum. Here, you ready for this?
Whoa.
No, here it is. He never said anything. He let you crush Nick. Then he put himself on blast.
That's true. That's true.
Dude, from my cold dead hands.
He held up
Dude
that
Ray
rifle.
Scott played Moses in the 2006 remake of the Ten Commandments.
Oh, man.
Dude Ray Scott.
Okay, I think of a there's another one that was directed by Ridley Scott.
It's okay. You don't have it's okay. It's not that big of a deal, Streeple. Texas says Charlton Heston so musty even Dan Issel would use it.
I bet Dan Issel loves Charlton Heston. I bet he and Mike Pratt probably could wax poetic.
Him that. Yeah, so I'm going to ask him that.
What do you think of Charlton
Tomorrow,
Heston?
Tomorrow, if I see Dan Issel, I'm going to say, what do you think of Charlton Heston?
What's your favorite Charlton Heston movie?
Yes, there you go. Yeah. Done. Yes. Done. Let's take a break. What an odd segment. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll take a break. We'll wrap up the show next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My boyfriend is a bad man.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Got my headphones wrapped around all my cords here. I don't know what's going on. What are you looking at?
No.
Okay. Charlton Heston, is that what you're looking at?
No. Blankenbaker texted me about Marco Island in Naples. Because that's where he's going. I've been there. So we're like, I'm telling. We're just comparing stories.
Okay.
That's cold dead hands.
Yes!
Can I get that next to Mac?
Dude.
Jack, how much time do you need to get that next to Mac? From my cold dead hands. The IARP is going to be like, okay.
Okay.
You can't fight it if you're Mac. Fight it. You can't do anything.
From my cold dead hands.
Always think about
with
that, and then the movie Bowling for Columbine with Michael Moore, where he like showed up at Charlton Heston's mansion.
Oh, I remember,
remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That's it. That's the line. Yep. That's a great movie, too. I love Planet of the Apes.
By the way, we need to get this out of the way. Now, this is a Kentucky person or two. I've not seen this.
Uh-oh.
And you have this Cats Illustrated insider thing. So
I've got the forums.
So, yeah,
uh-oh,
you can go look. Oh, boy.
Oh, is Boney done?
Oh,
is he
boy.
Gone?
Jackie boy, he's nervous.
Oh,
look
he's
at
gone.
Him.
Nick Cronin
look
did it.
Look at him.
He swiped him. Did he swipe him?
I think he swiped him.
Oh, no.
Travis Graff has put in his forecast for UCLA.
No, Graff.
Secured.
Graff.
Look at your phone. Look who just texted you.
That's, I know who it is.
Go ahead.
I know who it is.
Go ahead and look.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Mitch.
The smiling face of Mitt Cronin.
Yeah.
Secured.
Recruiting class and everything, but that's okay. That's it. What happened? I mean, that's bull. Like, I'm mad about that. Like, that upsets me. Like, that makes me mad.
Well,
at this very moment, Duke has the number one recruiting class in 2022.
Secured.
And at this very moment, Duke also has the number one recruiting class in 2023.
Just says quit.
Kentucky might not have number two. UCLA might be better than that.
No, they won't. Quit recruiting West Coast guys. Just stay out of there. Stay out of West Coast. Does Devin Askew, bum. Marcus Lee, left. Johnny Juzang, left. Kyle Wiltshire, left. The only one that's really worked out for the West Coast has been Terrence Jones. He's really the only one. Just stay out of it. Stay out of California, Cal. Stay out of Washington State. Stay out of Oregon, Arizona, whatever. Stay away from there. Because all these dudes leave, or they suck, or they break your heart. Just don't even go over there. I don't even want to. I'm tired of these West Coast dudes. Stay over on the West Coast. No one gives a bleep about West Coast Pac-12 basketball.
That's what he's
get
doing.
Out of there. Just don't recruit over there
Travis
anymore.
Travis Kraft. I mean that one kills you. And you crush our guy Rob Cassidy earlier today.
I did. I like Rob Cassidy.
So a Dembona, I should say. Looks like you might be going to UCLA.
I haven't even visited there yet.
How about that? You got a visit, didn't you?
Yeah, he and Chris Livingston went to visit with them.
Oh, boys. Chris Livingston going to UCLA?
Hell no.
Wait, I can't believe you anymore.
He's already committed to Kentucky.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. He's not on campus. The way
it's going
right now.
Did he sign that dotted line yet, Streeble?
He hasn't signed on the dotted line.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to UCLA. I mean, if Dembona wants to go to UCLA and bum it up with Cronin, have at it.
They were just in the Final Four.
So what? There's a lot of teams that go to the Final Four. Who cares? Wichita State went to the Final Four. Nobody cares about – who cares about Wichita State now? They should have beat Louisville's ass that game. They got cheated. I remember that day.
They got cheated.
They
didn't get cheated.
They didn't.
Tim Henderson in threes is not cheating.
That was the luckiest damn shooting ever. Tim Henderson comes in. I mean, Hendo, when he hit those shots.
Texas God, he's mad now.
Oh, no, he's reaching. He's got. Yes, I'm not even listening
he's
to him.
Reaching
no,
you don't have to.
He's reaching for nothing.
Tournament.
Yeah, he's reaching.
That's the most lucky thing ever.
Yeah. He's got nothing right now.
That was lucky. They're getting that ass busted, and then Tim Henderson, the walk-on,
hits some threes to save
the day.
No way you can be the number one class now.
There is a way.
No, there's not.
You still got Casey Wallace, number 7.
You and this GD Casey Wallace.
Andy, he's top 10.
It's fine, but you're not.
He's not just fine. He's better than a Dembona.
You're not going to have enough, though.
He wasn't better than a Dembona 20 minutes ago.
You think Cal's done? Cal ain't done.
Cal's done.
He's not done.
Well, I mean, there's no one left to get that's that highly ranked.
You never know. You'll see what happens.
You never know. Texas says, of course, MAGA Streeble hates California.
I don't hate California. California's fine. I wouldn't live there, but it's all right.
Texas says, Streeble, I wish I saw you in the streets.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do? Look at me and walk away? I mean, because that's what would happen. They'd see, like, is that Streeble? Oh, yeah. And they just go about their business. Are you going to fight me? You're going to make a scene? You're going to see me in the street? What are you going to do? You're going to cuss at me? Call me a big fatty? What are you going to do in the street if you saw me there? You're going to come up and punch me in the face? What are you going to do in the street? You saw me in the street. What are you going to do?
You going to
kick me in the balls? What are you going to do if you see me in the streets? I want to know. What are you going to do if you see me in the streets? What are you going to do? You going to call me a dirty name? You going to say, bleep you, Streeble? What are you going to do? I hope I see Streeble in the streets. Well, see me in the streets. I'm in New Albany. Come see me. Let's see what you got. What are you going to do? You won't do anything. You'll turn around and walk away.
Oh, man.
Because you'll be like, your stream will suck. And that's it. Okay. That's like a Kentucky fan saying, I hope I see Blankenbaker out somewhere. I'll get him. I'll get the sheriff.
Well, he might. I don't know. I don't know if I would.
You
going
to pop a L's up at me? What are you going to do? I hope you see me in the streets. Okay.
Texas says Sparks traveled. What a terrible thing. Oh, Jackie's on one today, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I hope I see Streeple in the streets. I hope I see him. I'll give him a piece of my mind. I'll show him what's what. Well, what are you going to do? me in the streets. I'm out in the streets, Andy, like the Warriors. Remember that movie, The Warriors? Warriors! Like out in the street like I'm like in a gang or something. Like I've got my boys, and we're gonna have a meetup, like the shootout, the OK Corral. Yeah, let's go. Hey, you see, I hope I see Streeple in the street. Well, dude, I don't go to streets. what do you think I'm gonna do? Like I'm like walking around, like looking for fights.
The streets.
I hope I see Streeple in the streets, Andy. Yeah. I hope I see him on Cardinal Boulevard. I'll get him.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is the stupidest text.
Texas says not getting a big man will force Cal to play contemporary basketball.
That's the narrative that I'm worried about. Like, he has not locked. I mean, he can't lock up big men anymore, Andy. That's a legit worry. It is. I'm sorry. I mean, he's not got a legit big man since Bam.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
I just want to go through this. He lost Adembona today, Jack.
He lost Derek Lively three weeks ago.
Yeah, no, but you lost Adembona today, and then you had this issue with not being able to go to Big Blue Badness.
Right. It's not been a good day for me.
And now you sit here today, and it's not a good day for you.
It's not a good day. It started off well. And but now, it's ended
it really has.
Yeah, it's gone up in flames.
Nikki DeBoot says Stribble sounds like the Cash Me Outside girl. Yeah.
I just don't know what that means. I hope I see Stribble in the streets. I mean, what a text. I hope I see him in the streets. Me and my khakis, you're going to whoop my ass.
Texas says, I just wrecked my riding mower and spilled my beer when he said, what are you going to do? Call me a big fatty.
True.
Oh, I can't read any of these.
I'm sure.
I mean, they're all just a mess.
Yeah.
Texas says Cal's losing his touch.
He's not losing his touch. He's got the number one player in the country. He's not losing his touch.
Texas says Treble's wife wears the pants in the family.
Okay. I'm not complaining about that. That's fine.
Jack, where are we with having From My Cold Dead Hands
and Chris Mack,
Next to it? I will fight to
Working
the death.
On it.
Okay.
That's great. It was great. I remember watching that clip as a youngster and seeing Charlton Heston with his old style rifle, like holding it up at this big meeting. He's at a podium. And he's like,
From My Cold Dead Hands.
I don't know what Jack is doing. Okay, well, I know why we thought that's what you were going to.
It really was.
That's what I thought he was going to.
Sorry, I'm putting it together.
Okay. Yeah, don't get mad at me.
No, I'm not mad.
Texas says Cards fans want to meet Stribble in the streets. Cats fans want to meet Blank in the alley.
Yeah, there we go. It's the perfect separation there. Blank on one end, me on the other.
You know you're going to have to go to the alley for that UK U of L game.
I want to go to the alley.
But you're going
to
be in the alley.
I want to go. Well, Blank.
If that alley's blue,
it's
going to
kill me. It's going to kill you.
I'm going to fall over.
I mean, I told Blankenbaker via text, like, let's do the alley. Like, I'll do the alley with you. And he's like, well, I don't know
about that. What if I want to throw this to Blankenbaker's way. I want him to run this up the flagpole because I don't know the finances behind it.
Sure.
Vince Tyree gave that, and so when they sell beer or subscriptions to it or anything
it's
else.
It's like a special card, like I think
cards,
it's like CIP.
CIP.
Or VIC, very important Cardinals.
Okay, but is U of L getting that money? Because I would imagine this is another, it's small, but it's another revenue-generating item.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah. It's been very popular.
I would imagine that's the case. If I told Louisville, Blank, do this, that they would have record sales at the alley, but it would be run over by
BBN.
What do you take?
I ain't take that money. I mean, I think you take the money. I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know.
It's revenue, right? I mean, you're going to have, Billy Bob and, Agnes and, the kids all there.
Baby Agnes?
Enjoying some brews and some food at the alley.
Well, hopefully not the baby.
I heard there's food trucks at the alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little tumbleweed was there. You love tumbleweed.
I do love tumbleweed.
A little Chick-fil-A.
We went there once a month over the summer.
I know you did.
Yeah, we went all the time.
The only restaurant the Stribbles go to and they don't take pictures.
No.
How about that?
That's a good point by you.
437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Jack, where are we at?
Oh, man. Jack.
No, he's trying to cut
something.
He's trying.
He's hard. He's working hard. The man's working hard.
The man's working hard.
Yeah.
Did you have... Can we say anything about John Gruden that you want to say that hasn't been said out there? Look at you. You look surprised by that.
No, I'm not surprised by
anything on John Gruden being racist and homophobic and whatever whatever other word you want to throw on top of what he seemingly is.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. It's like people like use the term canceled or cancel culture with John Gruden. It's like
dumb people.
Yeah, exactly, dumb people. Yeah. It's like, well, he has a locker room full of African Americans and an openly, you know, gay man, and they read that and they hear that and they don't want to play for him. And I don't blame them. I don't know if they do or not.
I mean, I'm
just saying, like, if I was in one of those positions and I hear that my head coach or my, you know, superior or whomever use that type of language, and I would not want to be a part of that organization or anything that he's a part of.
And with my last breath, I will fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
Play it again, Jack.
And with my last breath, I will fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
Oh, that's man. Perfect.
It really is.
That's with great. My last breath,
take
I will
this
fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
It's so stupid.
It's great.
Oh, goodness. Good job, Jackie boy. Texas says, not all good money. Not all money is good money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I think I disagree with
that's
that.
That's something that the rich people say. You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I think with John Gruden, you know, what is interesting about it is nothing that hasn't been said a million times. What's in those emails? What else is in those emails?
Oh, sure.
Who right now is nervous as well about the emails,
right? Yeah, in the NFL or like anywhere, really.
And when he was simply just racist, it wasn't enough for him to lose his job. But we had to tack on many other items for him to lose his job
right.
on a Monday night in the middle of Monday Night Football.
Right.
The other thing is they have to be thankful that Peyton and Eli have to be thankful that they were not on the air then. That would have been awkward for them to deal with.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's a great
they
point.
They just would have went to the game, right?
They would have done their Eli Peyton stuff.
Yeah, and of
they
course
been...
the ESPN angle is there, the Washington angle with Daniel Snyder.
Sure.
We just haven't talked about it because that's been the story. I don't have anything new to add other than I think a lot more is going to be coming out because you obviously have someone who has this power that has this information to release it
whenever they want to.
Yeah, that's what you have right now.
This came out of nowhere.
So they're going to stop.
Like when did this? Like when did this come out? Friday or Saturday?
Yeah,
or whatever?
Something like that. Like yeah, that was Friday. Yeah,
like Friday, like late Friday, that comes out and he coaches the game on Sunday. You know, loses the game. But you're right. Like who has this information and what other coaches? And you bring up an interesting point with like the ESPN angle of it too. I mean, he worked at the booth beside who Mike Tirico for years, and you know Mike Tirico now on NBC. I mean, did he know about any of this? I mean, you would imagine a person like Mike Tirico, if he heard something like that, he would say something. So it's interesting to see who knew about the emails, who was attached to that, and who gets lumped in with John Gruden on this. How's that for
there we go. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Like
there
that?
We go.
There go.
We did good. Jack, let's get our final break in. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show. It's The Take. It is a – I almost said a Friday. Good God, it's not that. It's a Tuesday. We're hanging out with you. Another 10 minutes to go. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show next here on ESPN 680.
With my last breath, I will fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Don't get mad at me. Get mad at Scott Satterfield for putting me in the position to make fun of you.
And James Strebel.
Coach Satterfield. Well, freaking done.
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey guys, a reminder, UPS Jobs Kentucky is now offering up to $21 an hour for part-time package handler positions. Weekly attendance bonus of $50 still in place for those that work the Sunday day shift. Again, get that tuition paid 100% at U of L. Make $21 an hour and be eligible for academic bonuses all through the Metro College program. It's a great program. Take advantage now. Apply today. UPSJobsKY.com. UPSJobsKY.com. I want to get to a bunch of sound. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let's go.
You want to get to some sound here?
Let's wrap up the show. Do some fun sound. Let's go.
It's been a fun show. Well, here are things that I left on the table today.
Okay.
Number one, at some point, I got a rant about Mark Few.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
your favorite. We're getting to that time of year again.
Yes. Well, no, he got suspended one game for a DUI.
Yes. One.
Not him having an overrated team. We'll get to the overrated team because we know they will be. The two old guys that got into a fight in the stands in KC.
Oh, we talked about that yesterday.
I'm not done with the story.
X Factor. There's more to X Factor.
There's more to it. A lot more to it.
Oh, okay.
The guy did an interview.
Oh.
And I told Anderson that he should only be doing the show on this. This should be the focal point of his show.
All 4 hours,
is
however
X-Factor.
Long it is.
So we'll get to that at some point.
Okay.
The 2022 NBA Top 100 came out.
I saw that.
No Louisville players, one Indiana, two Kentucky. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Not exciting for
and
the
Kyrie
area.
And Kyrie Irving.
Well. He ain't playing.
Who, God bless him, he thinks he's smart.
Yeah. And
maybe he is. He might make
he might
$15 million by not playing a game. So there you go.
He could sue the NBA.
437-968. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
So, Jack, what do you want to do here? What's the best sound? What's specifically the best blank sound that we have today?
Before we get into the blank sound from today, there's one other thing from Saturday. From the Alley show that I didn't play yesterday that I feel like needs to be played. Before
well, let's go.
All right.
Sure.
If you need the weed, you can get weed here.
The tumbleweed.
Yes, the tumbleweed.
Talking about tumbleweed. Just to be clear.
If you need the weed, you can get weed here.
Hey, listen, listen.
People
you want to pack that bleeping alley? Louisville should lean into it. Yeah, we'll cheat. We got weed. I mean, honestly, Kentucky. No, I'm not going to get into that. Kentucky should lead the way in weed. They don't.
They don't.
It's whatever.
To,
I don't need to get into that.
Right.
It is what it is. All right, so what else do you got? What's some of the good stuff today? Because there was about 30 minutes where Blank and Baker turned us all on. Where things,
I only heard a snippet of this.
Things were going on with me and Jack's bodies that are not normal.
Right.
Especially on a Tuesday at 9 a.m. It's not normal to be going on in our tingles all over in places that haven't tingled in quite a while.
Seemed to be some hope for going
right,
in.
Right, right.
You had some hopefulness.
I still have hope.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving up on this
game. But you could see how people after the game would have less. I'm just saying going in,
sure.
There wasn't a level of despair.
You lose the game, people
that
are
there was.
Off. Yeah. Man, like, where did everybody go? Like,
oh,
you know,
you know,
normally you could just count on 48,000 to 50,000 people out there. Just, you know, despite, you know, whatever the team would be. And I just don't know where they went.
Mark.
I think a lot of this is all of it fatigue. I think
it's everything.
Basketball,
it's not just South
fatigue.
Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina is a lot of
Dino
it.
Dino Gaudio cost us a few thousand, and South Carolina cost us a few thousand, and Kentucky cost us a few thousand because of what they've got going on. So it's more of like an aggregate type thing.
And you've got Patino and Jurich. You've got hurt feelings there. You've got, you know, Patino's and people that were loyal to Patino who have stepped away. And you've got a lot more that were Jurich people, I think, that have stepped away.
The Gaudio costs a few thousand.
Oh, man. No.
That's sad, Andy. Like, it makes me sad.
It does.
It really does.
Give me a couple more.
If I'm Louisville and I got 20,000 empty seats, I'm handing tickets out to Little Leagues. You know, I'm going to churches. I'm finding my Louisville loyalist pockets.
What if you're a season ticket holder and you paid for your tickets and you're just going to be like, giving these tickets away? That's always a tough line.
Can you give them to the military? Can you? Yeah. I mean, can you give them to first responders? Can you give them to the Louisville Police Department?
Yeah.
Like, you know, is there are there organizations that need some charity? You know, stuff like that, and try to ingratiate yourself back into the community and make it feel, even if it's artificial for a moment, that you make it feel like it's full, like they have support. And if you get some young fans out of it, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad, man.
Jack, on it. I don't know if I want to play that sound again, ever again. I kind of feel like we need to do a Vikings funeral. No, I'm not kidding. Jack, here's what we need to do. We need to burn a CD. Jack, have you ever burned a CD?
No. Like, what, on fire? No.
Yeah.
No, Jack doesn't know what we need.
Burn as in, like, copy a CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I don't know the age and, like, if you ever burned a CD.
Right.
My dad did that when I was younger, but obviously that hasn't been something
need to burn a CD
of just that
and do a Vikings funeral.
Yeah.
And put it in like a Kleenex box and then light it on a fire and just put it out in the Ohio.
Yeah. No, you're
just
right.
Send it out there.
It's that, I mean, that
Striple, I am physically ill listening to that.
If we get a few young fans out of this, I mean, he's just talking about going to the Lord's house and giving out tickets to churches.
Man, like, where did everybody go?
Oh,
God. I can't even make fun of it, man.
No,
like, I feel like I'm being mean.
We brought the show down right there.
I still have hope.
It's the saddest I've ever felt for Blankenbaker. It really is. That right there. The man's trying to cling on to something.
I don't know what to do.
I don't even, like, is there anything that
I don't know what to
is
do.
There any, is there Issel there to save us?
No one's there. No. Has Issel heard that?
No.
I don't know what Issel's heard. What's Issel?
God, I hope not. If Dan Issel heard that, you know, prayers for blank. Prayers for blank.
Texas says Juzang told a Dembona that Cal's a bum.
Yeah, it might have happened.
Texas says Kyrie's $30 million smart. He is.
Yeah.
Texas says they got loud at the alley. I'm on my way. Texas says Jason Entz is in the Hatfield Discord calling Mike Tirico a clown.
No, he's not. He can't be.
He's talking about how he bet soccer today.
I don't believe anything about that. But that Discord,
Texter burning CDs is musty. I know, but what other way do we get the audio?
Right.
I'm not going to put it on an iPhone.
Can we just burn the computer since the computer's bad anyways?
Yeah, I almost bought one the other day. Yeah, I didn't have the company credit card.
Oh,
I almost bought one the other day.
You're not using your credit card.
Dell had like a Columbus Day special, even though Columbus is a murderer and a raper.
Yeah, an evil person.
And an evil person and a slave master and all those things.
Yeah, all these awful things that
right.
he is.
Yeah. Even though that, they called it a Columbus Day offer, I'm still going to give him money.
Like,
so I don't have principles, is what I'm trying to tell
you're
you.
Like, well, if you're going to give me a few chuckles off.
Yeah, I was like 30, 40% off.
Yeah, well, why not?
I bought so many $300 computers. I mean, just these computers that are just so cheap.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, Jack, let's get out of here. What have we learned today? Anything? Have you texted your wife?
No,
About Big Blue Madness?
No, we're again, once she's at work,
boy.
I'm going to, you know, float the idea. It's going to get shot down, and, you know, I'm not in a good spot with that, so it's not going to happen, but, you know.
Jack, you want to give us one more on the way out? We're out of here. Bonus hour next. Reminder, got a little bit of baseball coming your way, 8:30 over on 93.9 The Ville. Have a good night. Back at it tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on the Take on ESPN 680.
You know, if the volleyball team does win a national championship, I mean, that's momentum. You know, you'll take whatever you can get sometimes.
I'll take whatever kind of win I can get. You're 100% right. And our volleyball team is doing really well. I mean, I've been watching them.
Yeah.
I've been making sure that I go out of my way to watch them. It's pretty fun.
I think it's great.